It's time for another Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports, and we're happy to be joined by another outstanding member of the Class of 2020. Simon Kroll joins me on this edition of the Senior Spotlight. Simon, welcome to the program. Let's introduce yourself to the folks listening and tell us about yourself and the Kroll family and who's all involved.
Well, thanks for having me. My parents are Dwayne and Linda Kroll from Royalton. My older brother is Adam, and I also have two younger brothers, Isaac and Caden.
Okay, and so four kids, right?
Yep, all okay. Four of us,
and
all brothers.
And you're second. Now, your senior year, talk about some of the activities, Simon, that you're involved in. We won't go into the athletics yet. I know you're involved in that too, but what are some of the activities that keep Simon Kroll busy?
Well, some of the activities I'm in jazz band. I play bass trombone for that. I'm a captain on the speech team. I'm in BPA, robotics, and I also do lights and sound for the musicals.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the speech team. What area? I know there's so many different categories here. Do you have a category that you specialize in?
Right. So with speech, there's 13 different categories. I'm in discussion.
What is... give us the Reader's Digest explanation of what the discussion category is. How does that work? How is it judged? What kind of practice routine do you have to go through? How do you research it?
Okay, so the way discussion works is the idea behind it is that groups of six or more come to a consensus about issues that the topic is themed for the year. I think this year the theme is a culture of violence. So okay. They're going to be looking at issues like that. So you will do research on subtopics that the speech committee comes up with. You'll prepare research for it, get that all logged in.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you'll do is when you get to meets, you'll be given a task. You'll read the task, and your group will try to come up with a solution that they can all agree on to tackle the issue.
So the goal is to come to a consensus as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What has that taught you here as far as what you feel will be a real-life application for you in the discussion topic of speech?
Well, I think when you get into the real world, you're always running into issues.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to work through them with a group is really important. And I think that's something that speech has definitely taught me, to be able to sit down, look at an issue, analyze the facts, make sure that everyone's on the same page with you, and come up with a solution that everyone can agree with.
How did you choose the topic of discussion? As you mentioned, there are so many different opportunities to be involved in that activity. But discussion, what drew you to that?
I was actually sought out by Mr. Bowman, the
okay.
speech coach. Ninth grade year, he came up to me and he said, I want you in discussion. We're getting the team together, and I think you'd make a great fit.
Okay. How many kids are involved in the speech program here at Pierce?
I know the number has been growing every
yeah.
year. I'm pretty sure at one point we had 50, so I think we're
wow.
in that range. It's
wow.
it's quite a big number.
Yeah. What type of preparations, like you said, you do the research and stuff, but do you always run into the same groups at when you go to a speech meet? Are you with the same group of people and it just the topic is different, or are you always with different discussion groups so you have to kind of get to know these people and these, their character a little bit more?
They randomize the groups, so
okay.
you do remember some faces,
sure.
people that place well, and some of your friends from different schools. But yeah, every round it's different people, different topics, but you get a general idea of who the people are you're with.
And that is a spring activity, right, the speech?
Winter and spring, yeah.
Winter and spring. Okay. Let's talk about the band program. You mentioned what the instrument you play there. Talk about some of your favorite performances here, what you're looking forward to in the band season, the new band room well underway now. But what are some of the highlights of the band program?
I guess for me, my favorite thing about band is jazz band.
Yeah.
I started in eighth grade. My brother was in it, and he said, hey, they need some more trombone players. Might as well get a start. At seventh grade and eighth grade, I wasn't the best at trombone yet,
mm-hmm.
but being around these upperclassmen that were playing definitely improved my ability to play, especially harder pieces like jazz. And I've always really enjoyed that. One of the concerts that I always look forward to is the jazz night concert that we do now.
Right, at the ballroom in town. That's a big draw. It's a great event, that's for sure. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about BPA and your role in that and what you've been able to accomplish here. Talk about Business Professionals of America and just the great ride you've been on.
Yeah, Business Professionals of America has definitely been an amazing opportunity for me. I heard about it first, and I think about maybe 7th or 8th grade. I just, over the loudspeakers, heard that somebody was going to a national competition for accounting or something. I didn't really know much about the organization, but I had heard that. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. They're getting to go to another state to compete in something. So I thought, well, how do I get into this? So eventually I found a competition that I thought I could do well in, some of the computer technology stuff. And I said, well, might as well give it a shot. I didn't really know how well I was going to do. When we had our regional competition the first year in January, I was super nervous. I figured I had done terribly. And it turned out that I actually had gotten first in the region, which surprised me. So then after that, I said, okay, if I can do this well, I can keep doing well. So I kept studying harder, looking at older tests, kept practicing, and I kept working my way up. Now, 2 years ago in 10th grade, I made it to nationals, which was held in Dallas, Texas. I didn't really know what to expect. I was super nervous. One of the things they had that I had no idea was going to be on there was a hands-on portion. So we actually were given computers, and they gave us a list of instructions and said, you need to complete these tasks. Way out of my element. Wasn't prepared for it at all. I ended up being a finalist, though, so I got to be on stage for my first year, which I thought was a super good accomplishment. But I knew when I came back next year, I was going to be more prepared for that hands-on portion, and I was going to take it to the next level. So this year, when I got it to Nationals, which was in Anaheim, California, I made sure I had everything ready so that way I could get to that portion. So I ended up placing first in PC servicing and troubleshooting, which was in their finalist hands-on division, and then second in computer security.
Is there one area you feel you're stronger in than another? Security or the what was the first of the technology?
The PC servicing and troubleshooting.
Yeah.
I kind of like both. I
Okay.
enjoy the security more just because I think it's a fun way of thinking. In order to do it well, you kind of have to think, if somebody's going to want to break into this computer, how are they going to try to do it, and how do I try to stop them? And I think that's a really cool thing to do, and I think it's something I might be considering as a future career.
Are there a lot of misconceptions about how difficult it is? What as far as are people maybe of an older generation not scared of computers, but how do you convince, a different generation of, hey, computers can be your friend here?
Yeah, I mean that's a really good question because you see a lot of it. Even in movies, when they show somebody on a computer, you see someone typing really fast and a bunch of lines coming down a screen, and it looks really daunting. And while that's, some of that is actually real depending on what shows you're watching, a lot of it is very simple stuff that, if you learn it and get it explained, it seems as simple as driving a car. It's
Second nature,
right,
yeah.
and it's something we see every day now. There's computers in cars, there's computers in your cell phones, there's computers in pretty much everything you do in your daily life, your fridges even. It's really, it's a big part of our life now.
You'd be a good person to ask this. I've always heard the saying that when man first went to the moon, there's more, now more computer technology in like our phone than there was on the space on the ship.
In honesty, there's more technology in some toasters
Yeah.
than there is than with
Wow.
the
Now
Apollo.
I'm hungry. Where are nationals this year? Obviously, if you've been to nationals a couple of times, that's got to be your goal again.
Nationals this year is in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Would that be maybe your second trip? Are you going on the senior class trip then too to Washington, New York? So you get some frequent flyer miles out to the East Coast here.
That's for sure.
As far as the drama department, you said you were involved in the lighting aspect here. Talk about that, what it takes, how you're a member of the cast to pull off a great production.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors behind putting a great show together. When you go down and you sit and watch a show, you see all the actors and you see them on stage, but there's so much that goes on behind it. There's the people that build the set, the people that design all the choreography and help everyone learn their lines. And another factor is the lighting and sound that goes on, so that way you can see the actors and hear them. For me, I didn't really plan on doing that, What actually happened is when I was in third grade, they were looking for somebody, and my brother said, "Hey, I think my younger brother could do it." Mm-hmm. And they started training me in. And those first few years, I was so nervous doing that. I always worried that, you know, I was going to mess it up for all these big high school kids in these big productions. And, you know, the more years I did, the more comfortable I got, the better I understood the electronics and the fundamentals behind the sound. And as I keep doing that, you know, I found it easier and easier to do it. And, you know, also kind of the enjoyment of understanding some of this stuff.
Is there a lot of crossover then from your computer work in BPA to the sound? And, you know, that's got to be a comfort level knowing that, you know, there's really nothing that's going to throw you for a loop so much. You can pretty much handle anything that's thrown your way.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've noticed is I've really kind of had a gravitation towards things that involve kind of electricity. You know, I can look at diagrams and understand the electrical signals and where power is going for certain things. And as long as I can wrap my head around those basics, I can usually expand that into something that, you know, applies in a bunch of different fields.
What about classwork, classroom activities? What subjects are your favorite?
I really enjoy math.
Okay. That makes sense.
It clicks with me.
Yeah. Any colleges on your radar here that you're aiming towards or applying to or maybe even been accepted to already?
Yeah, I'm looking more locally. I want it to be something that I can drive to so I stay close with the family.
Yep.
So I've looked at NDSU in North Dakota. It's a very good program, especially for engineering. Purdue in West Lafayette has...
Big Ten school.
Has a great computer science, computer engineering program. They just updated their facilities on the website they were talking about. So I thought that might be something to apply to, see if, you know, it's something I might be interested in.
You're also on the cross-country team, and that's going on right now, season in progress here. How have you feel you've progressed this year as your senior year in cross-country?
I've definitely improved as I've gone through this year and through the previous years. You know, I wish that I had gotten further, and I still have time to.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, looking at where I started in 10th grade, it surprises me, you know, how far I've gotten, but it also makes me wonder how much further I would have gotten if, you know, I had had my mind on that goal earlier on and had been training for it sooner.
What goes through your mind when you're running those 5,000 meters here? Are you pretty just focused? Are you aware of what's going on around you, or...?
I usually end up thinking of some song in my head, and I keep humming it to myself on loop. It's kind of, it keeps me distracted enough from all the heavy breathing and people running and kind of the commotion.
Tell me how sloppy of a mess it was in Malacca here.
Malacca was something. We had just gotten rain the day before and then more rain right before the meet started. And that was the Malacca Mega Meet, which meant that there were thousands of kids running that day. So it was completely muddy. We had one kid and we were running. It was a curve right by a pond. And the kid just slipped and went right into the pond.
Took a header right into the pond, huh? That's something you'll look back on fondly, I'm sure, in years to come. Well, talk about your older brother Adam, right? FFA, National. Was that an influence on you to maybe take some of the hesitation about, hey, you can compete at a national level here, seeing that he had done that? You know, he'd gone and reached high areas in his endeavors.
Yeah, I think Adam has always been really ambitious in the things he does. And I think that's something that we all have in our family that our parents have kind of taught us is, you know, if you have skills and abilities and talents that you've been given, use those to the best of your ability and go out and get what you can with it.
What would you hope that people say about Simon Kroll? You know, what kind of impact would you hope that you've left on maybe some of the younger kids that you deal with, whether it's in the band or the drama or the cross-country team? I know it's a pretty young cross-country team, too, and I'm sure the other departments have a pretty young, and now you kind of as an elder statesman. How would you like to be remembered as making an impact as a role model?
I'd hope that what I've done in my high school career has inspired other students to push themselves academically and to really go out there and, you know, find challenges, find things that they fit into and do the best they can at them.
Well, Simon, thanks a lot for taking a lot of time. Good luck with everything you're involved in. I don't know how you kids do it with all your stuff on your plates these days, but best of luck to you. A high achiever, certainly. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Simon Kroll with us. He is our latest member of our Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports.